Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
We're back, and we're terrorising the radio station for some reason.
This is Moving Up Radio, back in action.
I'm Josh, and I'm going to be doing my interesting facts.
I'm Alicia, and my recipe today is chicken wraps.
I'm Christina, and I'm going to be talking about chinchillas this week.
And Hannah, this week, she's going to review Ladies in Lavender.
Harry will be doing his football fixture predictions.
I hope everyone enjoys the show.
I hope you had a nice Christmas. Hi, my name's Alicia. My recipe today is chicken wrap. First, wipe the work surface. Wash your hands and put an apron on. Ingredients: 1 wrap, 1 or 2 tablespoons of hummus, 3 fat slices cooked chicken breast, quarter an avocado taken out of the skin, 3 cherry tomatoes, 1 tablespoon of cheddar cheese. First, spread the hummus onto the wrap. Then tear up the chicken and lay it down the middle of the wrap. Squish the tomatoes into the wrap and sprinkle the cheese. Roll up the wrap and press it down firmly. I hope you all enjoyed today's recipe. This is Alicia, signing off.
We've got Hannah today, who's going to give us her weekly film review. What film are you talking about today, Hannah?
Ladies in Lavender.
Ladies in Lavender, that sounds like a nice film. Have you seen that one, Christina?
No, I haven't seen it. Tell me a bit more about the film.
Well, it made in 2004.
Right.
And so Maggie's movie,
Maggie Smith and Judy Dench. Wow, they are pretty good actresses, aren't they? Both of them, both Oscar winners. Mm. And they've worked together on other films.
Yeah, like Harry Potter or the Marigold Hotel.
Oh, yes. They're really formidable actresses.
Dedicated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So tell us a bit more about Ladies in Lavender.
They are two sisters played by Judy Dench, Maggie Smith and Libby Cornwall. And one of them was a son, and next day they found a Watching dressed up on the beach, and he was a life prank.
So they found there was a storm, they found a body washed up on the beach, and when they found this body, they realised that he was alive. Oh, wow.
Yes, and they nursed him back to health, and one of them, he went to the party and he played the violin and he was really good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And this girl hurt him and she had thoughts about her brother and he's playing in the orchestra.
Oh, okay. Yes. So, and then in the end, the girl takes the man, the violin player, to play with the orchestra in London.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And then the two sisters went to London to see him perform.
Oh, and I guess they were really proud and
yeah.
And a good heartwarming family film.
Mm.
And would you recommend us to go and watch that?
Yes.
Right, okay, get the snacks then, Christina. Let's go and watch a film. Thanks, Hannah.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Josh with some interesting facts. I'm on location at the Iowart College. The Iowart College was established in 1951, initially offering courses in construction and engineering. Mary, who can come to Iowart College?
The Isle of Wight College is a community college, so anyone over the age of 16 can come, right from school, adults, people in work, people with disabilities, and learning difficulties. They're all welcome.
What sort of courses do you do?
The Isle of Wight College offers something for everyone. There's an extremely wide range of full-time career programmes for school leavers from age 16. These courses are available at all levels. If you get good grades, you can join at a higher level, and if you don't do so well at school, you can work your way up through the levels. We offer part-time professional updating and upskilling courses for people who work. Some University of Portsmouth and University of Chichester courses, they're held here at the Isle of Wight College campus, and this can save learners lots of money in travel or accommodation costs. There's distance learning courses where you can study at home, work through a workbook, and then come and meet the assessors to see that you've absorbed all the knowledge that you've learned. Or there's part-time leisure courses for adults, things like sewing and art. Then there's also part-time English and maths for adults. International students come here to study English and vocation subjects. And also there's the widest range of apprenticeships available on the Isle of Wight. It's here at the college. And learners can then earn a wage whilst they're learning on the job.
Since 1951, how has the college changed?
Oh, there's been huge changes at the college over the last 60 years. We've got lots more buildings, some very new ones, and the curriculum has expanded. It's one of the widest curriculum offers in Britain. We've got specialist facilities for people with disabilities and learning disabilities also, right up to university courses which are held here at the college.
How do you find out more information?
If you want to find out more, just have a look on our website, www.iwcollege.ac.uk, or you can go to your favourite app store and download a free app, or better still, come along to our open day on Saturday the 20th of January, anytime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m, then you can come and see for yourself.
So, Christina, what animal are you going to be telling us about this week?
I'm going to be talking about chinchillas this week.
How long do they live, Christina?
They live up to 15 years in captivity and 8 to 10 in the wild.
What do they eat?
They eat chinchilla pellets and sunflower seeds for treats, but they can only be treats because they're really high up in fat.
So you don't want to end up with a fat chinchilla?
No.
No, okay. And so where do they live originally?
They originally come from Peru.
Wow, okay, so South America. And what sort of equipment do you need if you're going to keep one in this country?
They will need a large enclosure.
Right, okay.
How do you look after them?
Okay, so they're going to need a dust bath to clean themselves and their food and water.
Oh, okay, so they don't bath in water, they bath
in
dust.
No, they use dust, yes.
That's unusual.
Do they make good pets?
Yes, they make good pets, but they are very social animals, so they're going to need a lot of attention. They might not be very suitable for young children because they are quite hard to handle.
Are they? Are they quite wriggly?
Yes.
Squeezy pot when you hold them in the hand. Just like,
yeah, I'm juggling a chinchilla. We don't recommend juggling chinchillas. No. Any other interesting facts, Christina, about a chinchilla?
Yeah, what I find interesting is that they use their whiskers to be able to see.
They use their whiskers to see?
Yes.
Oh.
Their eyesight is actually really, really poor.
I think I should try that right now.
Okay then, Toby. Yeah. It's not working. Toby's falling around the studio. Okay, thanks for telling us about chinchillas, Christina. Okay. We've got Harry with us today for his football fixture predictions. Hi, Harry. We've also got Alicia in here because she's starting to get interested in football, aren't you, Alicia? Yeah. Good. Okay, so Harry, are there any important developments within the league?
Well, at the moment, Manchester United and Chelsea are fighting for second place, where Manchester United in recent three games has dropped points due to draws. It's gave Chelsea a chance to try and steal second place. So right now, there's a point between them.
Oh, so it's quite close.
Yeah, it's quite close. And obviously, Man United want to keep second place because they haven't had it since Ferguson was in charge. So they're trying to get their status back.
Right, okay.
Harry, who is your star player this week?
Well, this week it has to be Jesse Lingard, because not only this week, the past few weeks, he's been carrying a struggling Man United side. Even though they have stars like Romelu Lukaku, Juan Mata, and players like Herrera, you know, fantastic players, none of them have been showing up on the goal-scoring side of the pitch. So, and he's really stood up. Even though everyone's seen him as an average player, he has really stood up for Man United.
Wow, so let's see what happens this week. And any other interesting facts around for the moment?
Well, at the moment, the transfer window is open because January. There's a few moves that are going possibly going to happen, such as Ozil to Man United and Sanchez to Man City. But these players have been linked to these clubs for forever, ever since everyone realised their contracts were running down.
Okay, and what's your prediction for next week?
My prediction is the Liverpool versus Man City game, and I'm expecting a 3-1 win to Man City.
Okay, we'll be watching next week then, won't we, Alicia?
Yep.
Thank you.
And my brother likes football as well.
Excellent. Good. Wow, that was a packed show today. Josh, what have you learned?
I've learned about chinchillas.
Christina?
I've learned how to make chicken wrap.
Alicia?
I've learned to know about football.
And Toby?
I've learned some interesting facts. And that Vectis Radio is now on air on 104.6. And on that bombshell, it's time to end. Thank you so much for listening. Good night!